Wisconsin is still heavily dependent on coal and nuclear power, but it also has one of the largest efforts in the nation under which volunteers can pay extra money to boost their utility's use of renewable energy supplies like wind or hydropower. Madison Gas and Electric, the Wisconsin Public Service Corporation, and We Energies have the biggest green pricing programs in the state. We Energies official Jeff Anthony says his company has 11,000 green pricing customers, many of whom donate money to or belong to environmental or conservation groups. He says efforts to recruit more residential green power devotees will have to be targeted.
This will never be something that we expect the majority of our customers, or even close to half of our customers. If we get to the point where we've got 10% of our customers enrolled and we're at 1% now, that would be fantastic.
Anthony says a few business customers, notably a chain of coffee shops and an organic food store, have also signed up for green pricing. We Energies will try to get some industries to join. But Michael Vickerman of Renew Wisconsin says utilities which rely heavily on fossil fuels or nuclear power have a marketing snag.
And it's hard for them really to call attention to the fact that they are the problem as much as they are the solution. Occasionally results in some rather unusual marketing techniques and stilted language.
For example, as We Energies is evaluating bids for more wind power sources and says it wants to raise renewable energy sources to 5% of its generation, the company is hoping for a massive expansion of its coal-fired plant at Oak Creek. Vickerman hopes all utilities will try to separate their renewable-sourced electricity from an overall mix and offer businesses renewable source prices that could be more easily locked in. Chuck Wernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.